The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not the end, will not end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then, after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is to come into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. And the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take the stone away." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When preparing for Masses this weekend and that Gospel, I heard the following entertaining, lighthearted story. "Hey, buddy," said a taxi cab passenger as he tapped the driver on the shoulder. The driver of the taxi cab screamed, lost control of the cab, almost hit a bus, jumped a curb, and almost went through a plate glass window of a shop. For a few moments, everything became quiet and still and silent. Then the driver said, "Man, you scared the daylights out of me." "I'm sorry," said the passenger. "I didn't realize a tap on the shoulder could frighten somebody so much." "It's not your fault," said the taxi driver. "Today is my first day to drive a taxi. For the last 25 years, I've worked with an undertaker and I drove the hearse. You're the first passenger to tap me on the shoulder." Today we encounter Jesus as he makes the journey to Judea and to Bethany. It's somewhat consoling to know that Jesus himself experienced the full gambit of human emotions. Throughout the four Gospels, we hear accounts of differing emotions. Just a few weeks ago, we heard the depth of mercy-filled relationship struck up with the woman at the well. We also can remember the joy as Lazarus, the sinful tax collector, turned his life around. We might remember the anger of Jesus at the traders in the temple, buying and selling. And today, we have an expression of grief at the death of Martha and Mary's brother, Lazarus. We meet Martha and Mary in their hour of need. Their brother Lazarus has died. We can clearly hear the sense of frustration that Jesus didn't seem to get there on time. This gospel reading is often used at our funeral liturgies, and it's very fitting that it is used there for two possible reasons. Firstly, it identifies with our experience of disappointment, frustration, and helplessness in the event of someone close to us dying, when there's nothing that we can do. Secondly, this reading is of value because of its inspirational hope. At the time of a death, we entrust our loved one to the Lord. Hopefully, like Martha, we recognize the Lord as our Savior. Martha said, "Yes, Lord, I recognize you are the Messiah, the one who is to come into the world." Sadly, in recent weeks, our own faith has been tested in the face of illness and fear. Just so many people have been affected by illness, and sadly, too many have died because of the coronavirus. A virus that has no respect for age, religious affiliation, or place of birth. Whether in fear or in grief, we may be tempted to despair. But today's gospel has a beautiful message of hope. Martha and Mary, who were alive, and Lazarus, who was dead, all experienced the same transformative love of God and of his mercy. God can change our lives in life and in death. We are never beyond God's merciful touch. In recent weeks, I believe there have been many great expressions of living our faith very practically. We don't have to die to experience the love and presence of God close to us. God's love is shown in our care for each other, perhaps in our efforts to stay indoors and not spread the illness. God's love is given expression through those in essential services like our grocery shops, our pharmacies, our transportation services, among others, who turn up day after day for work. Perhaps its greatest expression has been our healthcare practitioners, frontline staff in our hospitals, and our many doctors, nurses, who have volunteered to return to work in this time of need. Lord, bless them and give them strength. As we listen to the account of Lazarus being raised from the dead, St. John's Gospel offers us a very unique message. Eternal life is not something that begins when we die. It begins not at the end of time, but at baptism. And it is nourished by our simple acts of faith. I doubt that many Christians around our world will forget these 40 days of Lent. We have been forced to leave what comes naturally, going to school or work, meeting our friends, the simple act of shaking hands, going to the movies, going out to eat, indeed coming to Mass. In order to stay safe and stay well, we do what we have to do to hasten the demise of this pandemic. We may even find ourselves saying an extra prayer, or perhaps in a newly found free time, joining us here each day for Mass, live streamed. Lent has always been an opportunity to evaluate our lives. The coronavirus has also called each one of us to reflect on what is important in life. For his faithful people, God is available to us through Jesus Christ in the here and now. As he says himself, whoever believes in him has eternal life now. We know that death will come to each one of us. Jesus' words can't be taken literally when he says, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. What he does say is that when death, physical death, does come, that even that cannot separate us from God's love. What a beautiful message of hope. Our God has robbed physical death of its power, because now, through Jesus, there is life on both sides of the grave. Jesus said to Martha, those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And he asks Martha, do you believe this? And Martha confesses her faith. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is to come into the world. And Jesus celebrates and confirms her act of faith by performing one of the greatest miracles in St. John's Gospel. He raises her brother Lazarus from the dead. Today we are inspired and challenged by Martha's wonderful declaration of faith. Yes, Lord, I believe you are the Christ. On this journey through Lent, we are called to reflect on the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Maybe in this year more than others, because of that coronavirus pandemic, we've been challenged to face our own mortality. That on the day we die, our friend and Savior will reward our life of faith and offer us new life with him in heaven. And so then, on this fifth Sunday of Lent, we are faced with the same difficult question that Martha was forced to answer. Today, after explaining to Martha that he was the way, the truth, and the life, he asked her, do you believe this? Today, we're asked the same question. Do you believe this? What is your personal response? Lent is a time when we reflect and pray for our answer.